Blog Talk Radio.
We shopping every day. The genie showed us the way. Click and download today. That keeps us saving
together.
As we shop online, the genie helps us survive. As long as we're saving
together.
Make the genie number one.
Together, baby, yeah, yeah.
We can make the genie number one together.
First you watch the video, and then you download the genie. You become an affiliate, and you start making money today. With a dollar per download, you cannot go wrong. Help your family and friends save money today with the Shopping Genie.
Tough times and life seems rough. Go to Dr. Breakthrough, he'll boost you up. Life ain't so hard with the right motivator. Dr. Stan Harris, expert communicator.
In the big city or in the sticks, Dr. Breakthrough gon' break the bricks. All finances and relationships, Dr. Breakthrough got the perfect fit. So what y'all wanna do?
International breakthrough facilitator, Dr. Breakthrough can develop money makers.
When you want a breakthrough, he'll come through. And Dr. Stan Harris is the one to help you. Never have to worry, never feeling blue. Gotta call the doctor so he can help you. Get a breakthrough, what you wanna do? Get a breakthrough, what you trying to do? Motivate you.
Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Tracy Brooks. That's right, and today is Entrepreneurship Friday. Hey, listen, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call us at 646-595-2868. Today we have an awesome show today. I have Patrick Doerr on the line with us today, and he will be tuning in with us here in a few moments. First, I just want to give you guys a little bit of background on Mr. Doerr. Let's just say he is an entrepreneur in his own right, very successful. If you need information, this is the guy to go to. I mean, he is so full of information. He's packed and he's armed and he's dangerous. That's right. And he does a lot in the community. I'm just going to read a little bit of what I found for him, and this is a quote by Jack Wrigley, the director of career sales at the Americans NCI. It says here that Pat's abilities as a speaker are tremendous. His combination of humor and ethics allows everyone who listens to him better themselves. Pat is a natural leader. Pat is very capable and completely interested in developing relationships that are meaningful. Through this effort, Pat creates an environment where you want to succeed. He says he recommends Pat 100% and believes that all those who work with him will come away as a better person. And again, that was Jack Wrigley, the director of career sales at the Americans NCI. That is so awesome. And I want you guys to know, I know him personally, and he's a great guy, awesome guy, tremendous man of God, and a serious entrepreneur. So without further delay, I'm going to bring Mr. Doerr on the line. Pat, are you with us?
I am. Thank you so much for the intro. That was amazing.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate you being here, and thanks for your patience for being on hold with us for a while, and allowing me to share your world with my world, and that's what's pretty important when you can share and coincide in joint ventures with others, and that's pretty much what the show is going to be about today. We're going to be talking about how to successfully promote and market your business with internet radio. And I know that you have some serious tips, and I'd like to thank you. So all you entrepreneurs out there who want to be, whoever dreamt of, who would like to be sure to call us in at 646-595-2868 or get in on the chat line or send me an email at info@talktotracybrooks.com. Again, that's info@talktotracybrooks.com. Again, this is Patrick Doerr on the line with us coming live on your station today, Entrepreneurship Fridays, excuse me. Okay, Pat, just to give my viewers a little bit of information about yourself, let them know who you are.
Well, thank you. One of the things that I love to start with is just, you know, kind of why am I doing speaking, coaching, teaching, all of that today? And It really started, amazingly enough, the first day of college. I got down to a small school down near College Station called Texas A&M, and I know I've just lost all of your University of Texas audience, but bear with me. It actually gets better than that. I was standing there at the academic advisors, you know, booth or whatever, and they're trying to put together my schedule and stuff. And they go, "Mr. Doerr, do you realize that 99% of all of the rest of the freshmen enrolled are placed above you? I mean,
wow.
Our statistics show that people of your academic stature don't last 6 weeks at this university. Are you sure you wouldn't rather go to a junior college? Make sure college is your
wow.
cup of tea." And I thought, wow, I've never been called an idiot so proficiently in all my life. I'll send you an invitation to my graduation. Thank you very much.
Oh, amen.
I mean, just it stung, but I almost proved that person right.
Wow.
In the first 2 years that I was there, I studied constantly. I was not one of these guys that, you know, had the gifted memory at the time. I didn't know a lot of what I was going to learn later. Mm-hmm. And so I really struggled. I worked 17 hours a day, 7 days a week. My first 2 years of college were not fun. They were studying. I was serious because I was paying for most of my school myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to about my junior year, and I'd gotten the first name basis with my dean because he said, "Pat, if you don't pull it out this time, you're going home." Because I was on second term scholastic probation. And at the end of my sophomore year, I had a 1.99 and needed to pull it up. That summer, I got real with myself and said, "You know what? I don't need to be listening to people that don't understand my own way of learning." They were wanting me to take 17 hours a semester, you know, and all this other stuff at school. I said, forget it. A full-time student is 12 to 13. So I dropped down to 12 or 13 hours a semester. It only extended my stay in college by one semester. And and so I all of a sudden I started focusing on what I really wanted rather than what I feared. And that's a good lesson for anybody to think about. Don't focus on what you want to avoid. Focus on what you want.
That's right.
And because when I focused on what I wanted to avoid, I attracted that right into my life. And sure enough, I was on probation. That semester, I started thinking about how could I produce a 4.0 average, straight A's in everything that I had, rather than trying to just get over the C limit. And
wow.
I started to implement some tools that I teach today in the ways of accelerated learning and speed reading and memory techniques and things like that. But they were back in their infancy that semester.
Mm-hmm.
But in one semester, I went from the wrong dean's list to the right dean's list and never had to worry about my studies again.
Come on now.
Yeah, it really was that way. But the thing was is that when I got out of college, I never wanted to be called an idiot again. and I began to read and study all the greats. Everybody, you talk about Les Brown, you talk about Zig Ziglar, Tom Hopkins, Brian Tracy, you know, all of the guys that really were the greats of yesteryear when it came to sales and motivation and self-improvement. I ate the tapes, literally. I would play them until they were eaten by my cassette player back in the day when we had that sort of technology. But that's what I began to do. And then I also would process at least, you know, one or two books a year on speed reading and accelerated learning, which allowed me to read hundreds of books, thousands of hours of research. And I love to listen to the Bible and stuff like that. So I would go through the New Testament once a week in my car, just over and over and over again. Did that for over a year. Loved church history, ate it like truffles. And I had this thing I realized, once you train your memory, I had this thing for remembering anything that I wanted to remember. And what was funny, though, is that with all of the learning, I didn't believe in myself.
Wow.
So for 20 years, I was in basically a sales position, some sort of consultative sales position, and never really found my purpose, never really found my core gifting. But in 1999, I was 39 years old. I was going to a self-improvement workshop called The Road Adventure. You can go to theroadadventure.com. It's theroadadventure.com, and that's in Richardson, and it's a self-improvement workshop. It's all about getting you essentially healthier on the inside so that you can be better to everyone on the outside.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Most of us have problems with, we tend to go around the same mountain more than once. I don't know about you, but I've purchased some wisdom that way.
I think we all have there, Pat.
Yeah. Well, the thing that happened is that I went to this thinking, I don't need this, but I'll go. It was kind of, you know, it might be a fun weekend. I'm into self-improvement anyways. And the first weekend was good. And the whole time that I'm there, it's like during that time period of breaking in my life, and I'm sure all of us can relate to, we've all had pain. There's been time periods in our life where there was massive breaking, and I've had plenty. And the thing was is that during that time period, if you'll allow yourself, you'll purchase gold from the refiner's fire while you're in that crucible. I mean, I remember a day when I was standing at an altar going, I don't get it, God. I'm broke, and I owe a lot of money, and I all these things that were going on. And I didn't get here from sin. I got here from obedience. And I don't understand. And some people might have an issue with that, but the thing was is that, you know, inside of my heart, I felt like God was going, Pat, you're rich. And you don't even know it. And
wow.
I'm like, show me the money. If that's, you know, like, where's that? And,
yeah.
And just inside of my heart, I felt like there was just this, hey, you've stood in this furnace of affliction. You've allowed yourself to be broken. You have purchased gold from the refiner's fire. Hope that you can offer out. Well, I didn't really think about it much at the time because that was like, you know, a few years before I went to the road. But when I got to the road, I started pulling that gold out and offering it to the people there that were hurting and really, really hurting, really needing some help in some ways. Because a lot of times when you slice open the wound that we all carry, if there's still infection, it hurts.
That's right.
And so that was what I began to just hand this stuff out, and I thought, well, you know, I've been praying for something like this. I mean, I've had 20 years of being kind of in my own little bubble, feeding my mind and heart and spirit, but never really letting it out.
That's right.
And so I thought, well, let me go ahead. And so I went ahead and went to the part two and then a part three. It's a kind of multi-weekend thing. They had four parts back then. And in the third part, they showed me this little internal gifts test. And it was like seven questions. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. This can't be that useful.
Wow.
Because all it did was just, you know, it shows you, are you a high feeler, or a high thinker, or a high talker? You a high doer? Are you, you know, what's kind of the core energy source in you that you can really touch others with? And it came back with that I was a teacher. I mean, the different gifts were mercy, teaching, service, giving, prophecy, exhortation, and administration. They're right out of Philippians. And the thing was is that it's a teacher, and I went, no, I'm not smart enough to be a teacher. But I thought, you know what, if this is a God-given gift, why don't we go ahead and offer it and see what happens?
That's right.
So I went to it, and this all leads right back into entrepreneurship, okay? So I'm not just going on a rabbit trail. I sat there and I went first to a Sunday school that I was a part of. It was an adult class, and I said, look, I eat church history like it's truffles, and I have been through the Bible more times than you will ever know. And if you ever need a teacher on Sunday, I'll always have a lesson plan prepared. Just let me know.
Mm.
Well, normal church Andy, what do you think they said? How about Sunday?
I knew it.
You know, my eyes got saucer-sized, and I squeak out this, okay. Terrified, I step into the room, and there's 10 people there, and begin to teach.
Wow.
Very shortly, that built to over 100, and then I began to be asked to speak all over the Metroplex to different other Bible study type things and other speaking engagements and teaching, whatever. And within a short period of time, literally about 6 months, I became a director in the Road Adventure for the Part 3 and Part 4. And because your gift makes a place for you. Your gift literally bores a hole in the universe that you and only you can fill.
That's right.
Okay? But you've got to jump into that gift.
That's right.
For it to make any sense and for that miracle to happen. And what's been so amazing, I mean, and I tell people, look, if you'll tie into your gift, it'll literally propel you into your purpose and your passion, because they'll be together as one. And those two will birth destiny in anyone's life if they'll allow themselves to just dive in that river. But most of us, like me, we're walking around, you know, we walk around our life kind of trying to figure out what river to jump in.
Yep.
We just never knew. I would not believe myself to be a teacher, even though I was a voracious learner, reader, studier, ate stuff like candy. But I just kind of discounted it because, well, I'm not smart enough. A&M said I was stupid. Well,
wow.
Since that time period, since 2000, I'm responsible for 13 3-day weekends a year, and so I think I've taught over 6,000 people personally in just that arena, in just the road. But what happened is that about three years after I became a director, I wanted my purpose. I wanted my passion and my profession to match because I was in a professional sales organization. I used to tell people that I used to wholesale adult toys, you know, CD players, DVDs, you know, radios, things like that. So I'm sure you were
all that fun
right?
stuff. Yeah.
And it would always get a good laugh, you know. But the thing was is that I could sell $100,000 worth of cellular phones, and I'd go, well, that was fun. Or I could spend 15 minutes talking to somebody, giving them the key that unlocks their heart and their head, connects them together, and watch their life change in front of me instantly.
Mm.
Instantly. And I sat there, and the drug that was kind of filling my head from that one, changing somebody's life, was beyond anything I could ever imagine. It would keep me wired for days. And I remember coming home after a 3-day workshop. You know, most people, they come home, you think you'd be dragging. I was literally charged to the ceiling. And my wife would look over at me about 11:30 on Sunday night and go, dude, would you like go to bed? Shut up. Because there was so much strength that you're gaining from walking in your purpose and in your passion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what people need to understand, is they'll tap into that core strength.
Mm-hmm.
They will understand literally how to never work another day of your life, because mm-hmm. you'll love and really love what you do.
That's
beyond
right.
reason, ecstasy in action. So that's what happened, and I wanted my purpose and my passion and my profession to be the same. And well, the world has a way, or the universe has a way, and God has a way of just kind of changing your life. Well, I was laid
mm-hmm.
off. And so I began to speak and create little workshops out of what I knew, because I'd created an accelerated learning product, you know, workshop, 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
I double the reading rate, teach the kids and adults how to remember whatever they wanted. I would, you know, I taught a class on some marketing and stuff like that. But what was really fun was I sent a DVD of some of my work over to Zig Ziglar's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email the next day with a contract in it and an invitation to begin to present Zig's work.
Wow, that's great.
I went, I'm in. And I went worked with Zig for about a year. It was amazing. As
wow.
one of his presenters. I needed to learn marketing, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up working as a friend of mine needed a presenter, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to learn marketing, and he wanted his workshops that he was wanting a presenter for were all about Kennedy-style marketing. And so I helped him build his chapter. He had about 20 people in a chapter. I built that from
mm-hmm.
one chapter to four chapters, built up two mastermind groups of 10 business owners in each one, started my own radio show, got published,
mm-hmm.
several other things that kind of came out of it, but all of it goes back to just beginning to use that one core gifting. So that's really the story that brings me to today, and now I've
mm-hmm.
done about 80 radio shows that other things like that. And I've used a little different form than the blogger radio, but it's all the same. Once you get a recorded media,
mm-hmm.
you begin to tap into, what else can I do with this?
That's right.
So, I mean, if you want, I can go right into begin to talk about how I used my radio show and how I got it and all that.
Yes, well, that would be great. And I think your story is just a testament to a lot of us who are trying to embark upon that career, such as speaking and learning marketing and so on and so forth. It's sort of like you have to go through the trenches, and then, you know, you end up finding out that, oh, I was just a diamond in the rough. I can do this. It's actually, you know, it's an avenue for me, and I can make it happen. And I just really appreciate your story and how you became to be so successful as you are now. And, I would love for you to go into how you began to utilize your radio show. And also tell us a little bit about what do you do to create success in your business.
Excellent. Well, those two are tied really closely together.
Mm-hmm.
What I've done is when I first started the radio show, I was actually just interviewed like this. I was on a show, and it lasted like 15 minutes. It was very quick, but it was a .com radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And so afterwards, I was like, well, how much would something like that cost? And she told me, and I was thinking, is that for one 15-minute spot? Because
mm-hmm.
it just seems so low. And she goes, oh, no, that's for four fully engineered shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then I only had two
questions. Right.
One, if I get sponsors, can they pay my fee? She goes, well, of course, that's what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Do I get the MP3? And she said, yes. And I said, I'll have a radio show here. And about
okay.
7 minutes later, I had my sponsors. Why? Because I thought outside the box. A lot of
that's
times
right.
we look at blogger radio or we look at other .com radio stations, and we're expecting them to do the work for building your audience. Well,
that's
years
right.
ago, I built up a Christian radio show. I was a co-host of a show called Financial Focus. It's in the Dallas-Fort
mm-hmm.
Worth area, but it was also put onto a national satellite radio back when they actually used, like, dishes at both ends. Okay,
mm-hmm.
rather than like what we do today. And what happened was is that they needed the show marketed to the other 250 stations that could pick up the feed. So I began to do that. And I also was a co-host on the show. I realized that you needed to use every media that you could to build up an audience. And so
mm-hmm.
we would do things like we would record the show, of course, and then we would copy the show, and we would send out the copies to other stations that could receive the feed already but may not be listening during that time, so they get our little tape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that was one thing. The other thing we'd do is we would include those stations on our newsletter list. So we would send a hard copy newsletter back in the day when that was – you know what you do. I still encourage that you use a newsletter today, print
mm-hmm.
it up and mail it to your people.
Mm-hmm.
It costs you, you know, roughly about $1 a piece generally. Just do it anyways. It's the best
mm-hmm.
client retention and referral generator that you'll ever know. And so and then what we had to do is we would continue to find other ways to enhance that and drive people to us. Even
mm-hmm.
if it meant asking some people we knew to call in during the show just to make it sound better. That's
right.
Okay. The idea is you want to produce a product that's really sellable. And then you
mm-hmm.
so what I did when I got onto .com radio is I went to my sponsors and I said, look, you're going to pay X dollars per month. And it wasn't a whole lot. And I
mm-hmm.
said, you're going to get 2 30-second commercials on each show. I'm also
mm-hmm.
going to take your show, and my guest is going to receive the code for him to put it on his website or the link to put it into his signature on his email
mm-hmm.
or, you know, those type of things, just using something as simple as Audio Acrobat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would also burn 4 shows to a CD each month and include those CDs in our newsletter that were sent out to 100 and some odd people, 140 people, I think, total was what we got, you know, sending out in just the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And because
right,
it was
wow.
just beginning to build. But then the other thing is that I'd give my sponsors some CDs to hand out as marketing tools, because my show is called The Implementer's Corner, and it's all about best practices. Well, just like with your show, when you're talking about entrepreneurs and increasing their skills, you just want to realize that there's about 7 ways to use anything that you generate or create. If
that's
it's
right.
a newsletter, you can use the newsletter in print, and you can use it online. You can also post it to blogs. You can also post it to podcasts and just read the stuff and put it as a recording.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways to reuse everything that you do, and that's what a lot of people don't do. They just use it once, they throw it out there, and they think that's it.
Wow.
So what I would do
that's
is
good.
I would continue to add these different additional services. Every one of my guests got that material. My sponsors got that material. I was trying to drive traffic and business to my sponsors wherever I
mm-hmm.
spoke, whatever I did. And that was the thing that made the biggest difference, is you're pushing the material out there. You're not relying on other people to kind of swim by.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
I mean, those are just a couple of things that I've done. The other thing is that I would encourage everybody to have some talk that you can give in a 7 to 15 minute realm for lots of reasons. One, it makes you a good interview guest. If you can talk from 7 to 15 minutes on any subject with great proficiency and not in just a sales pitch form, but in a what's in it for them, then you become the obvious expert in that area. People want to know you. You do that. When you're standing up in front of any group, and you got to realize that there are tons of groups out there that are looking for speakers every single week, every single month. For you, Tracy, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, ABWA, American Business Women's Association. 5,000 members just in DFW. Over 30 chapters. Every chapter meets monthly. Every chapter needs a speaker every month.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good.
So in your area, you would contact, there's the lady named is Laura Morlando, and Laura is the chair for the head of the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's just saying here's some way to begin to look for associations that have monthly meetings and may have multiple chapters. Any Rotary, any Kiwanis, any Lions Club. Granted, a lot of those organizations have older crowds today, just to be real truthful. Most of the Lions Clubs and we just don't have the next generation doesn't seem to get it when it comes to social awareness and giving in that area. And but these guys still want a speaker. A lot of that ends up being practice. Not to downplay it at all. Just, hey, you know, a lot of these folks are retired.
Mm-hmm.
So you're edutainment for them.
Right. Exactly. I love that.
And
I love
but that's the truth, right? I mean, it's edutainment. You're going to be somewhat of the lunch, whatever, stand-up clown, so to speak. I mean, you're the entertainment. You're going to hopefully they'll learn something. And these guys really don't even use their authority as much as they could. Because I've challenged them and said, guys, if you don't literally find a way to be relevant to the next generation, you're gone in less than 15 years. Because y'all are going to be dead. You're going to die. You're too old. And and when I say that, I'm sure there's somebody on a Rotary and the average age is 35, and I'm going, look, you're the exception to the rule. Look around. Go to a national convention. You'll see a lot of gray hair. And those people have massive influence, but they don't use it as much as I believe they could.
Right.
Because they figure, let the young guys do it.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is young guys either don't know how to or don't want to. And because we got a lot of kids today, people under 30, they tend to be more followers than leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Because
were
raised in an environment where they were, you know, first in daycare, and they were in school, and they were in college. They've been managed all their life. So they get into employment, and they don't think like entrepreneurs. And I'm sure most of the entrepreneurs out there are listening to this going, yeah, I just talked to my employees, getting them to kind of plug in and jack themselves into the system and get committed is tough because they don't think like my generation and above. They just don't. So what you want to do is begin to, again, to try, but still try to reach those people and become relevant to them. And so you speak, you talk, you go to Toastmasters, you get yourself out there in every form possible. Record yourself every time you go up out to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You take that recording, you transcribe it. I mean, we were talking earlier. Can I go into what we were talking about earlier and just saying, there's so much that you can do with single recording that you have.
Oh, yeah. That was some good stuff. So go ahead. Yeah. I would love for my listeners to hear that.
Well, I mean, the fact is that if you get on a radio show, and I encourage you to to contact Tracy. If you've got a story and you've got something that could be a benefit to the other entrepreneurs out there, not just some other widget that you know, it slices, it dices. No, I mean something that really answers a problem, okay? Mm-hmm. You bring a solution to the table. Contact Tracy and then allow her to create a product for you. How? First, the interview.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have all the answers. She's going to ask you questions. You're going to talk for 2 or 3 minutes on each question. You're going to create the story that says, this is why I do what I do. This is the benefit that I bring to the table. This is mm-hmm. who I'm really trying to reach. And this is how you get a hold of me. And then you take that recording and you put it on your website. You take that recording and you burn it to CD. And mm-hmm. you attach it to every letter, every card that you hand out to a real viable prospect for you.
That's right.
In fact, you take that CD and you go and get it transcribed. And if you don't know where to get it transcribed, go to elance.com or guru.com and say, I've mm-hmm. got some material I need transcribed. What would you guys bid on it? And you'll get bids mm-hmm. that'll range from $15, $20, $25 an hour to, I don't know, $50 or $60 an hour, but you'll get like 56 people bidding for the job.
That's right.
Okay, guru, GURU.com, and Elance, just like it sounds. But the thing is, you take that and you get it transcribed. Then what do you do with it? Well, you could use it as a special offer. You could use it as mm-hmm. a special report. You could take it have somebody listen to it and create a PowerPoint for it. And then add the audio back into it, and you've got a flash presentation for what? Your website? For basically an online webinar that people can check out anytime, anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's so many uses of the same material because most of us in sales are telling the same story over and over again.
That's right.
Why not just give them the audio? Give them the transcript. Some people can read faster than they can speak. They've been through my class, they can do that.
That's right.
The point is that you've got the tools in front of you. It's just that we think, well, that's a lot of work. You know, it's really not. It's not that hard to do. It's just that maybe you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
But what's amazing is that you want to use every form possible. I mean, take the audio, and there's a free program online called Audacity. Take the audio, feed it into, download Audacity for free, and then you import the audio and edit out the best pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And take those best pieces and add them as audios for Facebook. Just add them as a note on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to this thing. It's really cool. You break it up, put it on Audio Acrobat. That'll feed you the link. You can drop the link in anywhere. There's
That's
so
right.
many little things. Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, whatever it is, you can use one recording and
yep.
just continue to dissect it and dissect it. What are new ways? What are other ways? Who else? I mean, does this make sense?
Man, that makes a lot of sense, Pat. You know, I'm listening to you, and it's like if my listeners, and I know I have some really intelligent listeners, so they can hear, when they hear a nugget, they know to grab it and do something with it. So for y'all who don't understand what a nugget is something that you can take from a conversation and actually put it to use in your personal life, business, environment, and let it work for you. What Pat just gave up, it was a huge nugget. And I was so excited when I heard the information, I had to figure out how can I put this into use right away. So now, he just said it. So if you're out there and you're listening, and I know a lot of you are, feel free to contact me. He gave up some pretty great websites. Well, you know what, Pat? We got a caller on the line, and I don't want him to hold any longer. Area code 254-768. Please talk to us. Hello. Caller, are you there? 254-768, are you there?
Hi, good morning. I was just calling in and trying to listen. Just listening. And I got that nugget, so I want to write it down.
Amen. That's what we're here for. We want to help you guys be more equipped and, you know, be on the advanced level, because now it's all about taking action and making it happen. And it's 2009, and I want all of my listeners to receive every nugget and be able to recognize the nugget when you hear it. Patrick is so powerful, and if you're listening, I know you can understand what he's trying to say here. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. It can happen for you. It can happen for me. It can happen for everybody, and it's enough to go around. So, caller, I didn't get your name. If you'd like to share, go ahead and give us your name.
My name is Jose, and I'm from Texas, here in Killeen.
Well, Jose, well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your presence online, and I want you to have a prosperous new year and continue to listen in to us every Friday, Entrepreneur Friday, at 12:30 to 1:30, okay?
Thank you. You too. Have a great new year.
God bless you. Thank you, Jose. Caller 919-781, talk to us.
Yes, my dear beloved, Dr. Aish from Raleigh, North Carolina. Congratulations.
Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for calling in today. It's so good to hear from you.
Same here, Quinn.
Are you getting the nuggets out of this show today?
I just tuned in. I missed the first part.
Oh, okay. Well, be sure to go back and listen at talktotracybrooks.com. That's T-A-L-K-T-O, tracybrooks.com, T-R-A-C-Y, Brooks with an S.com. And be sure to go back and listen to the show. I mean, it's really great information. Patrick has given out some serious nuggets here that will carry you off into prosperity for 2009, and I appreciate him being on the show with us, and I do appreciate you, Doctor, for calling in. I love your presence on my show. It just brings so much energy to the show, and just thank you for tuning in and being a faithful listener. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the compliments, Queen.
Oh, you are so welcome, and I did get out an email to you, but we'll talk further about that later, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a prosperous new year, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Do the same.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes.
Thank you, yes. Well, you see, our listeners, they're getting it. They're understanding that there are nuggets out there, and if they pay attention, they'll receive them freely. And, you know, it's just an awesome thing to be able to reach out to the masses the way that we're doing here on the show. And I appreciate all of my listeners. I want to send out prosperity to every ear that hears and every eye that reads my show descriptions and gets online and joins me. Please, if you have any questions, call us 646-595-2868, or send me an email of your comment or question at info@talktotracybrooks.com. That's info@talktotracybrooks.com. Patrick, it looks like we're winding down here. Things that wow, I really should have extended the show a little bit today, because I really enjoy our conversation, and thank you so much. And I'm looking at your card, and I love what you have here as a quote. You say, God's presence is my oxygen. You know, that really says a lot. I mean, that is powerful, powerful in itself. And before we get off the phone, I want you to let my listeners know how they can reach you. Where can they go to contact you or hear more from you if they're looking to have you as a speaker at their organization? How can they reach you, Patrick?
Well, obviously the best way would be just call me, 817-368-6843. That's 817-368-6843. Or you can email me at Pat, just like P-A-T, at Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Doer, and that's D-O-U-G-H-E-R.com. Pat at PatrickDoer.com. And if anybody would be interested in learning how they could find their core gifting, email me. And I'll email you back a PowerPoint that I use in my talks. And if you'd like, set up a time to walk you through it and help you see not only what your gift is, but how you can monetize it. Because most people, they might say, well, if my gift is mercy, how do I use that?
Mm.
Well, one of the funniest things, I had a lady go through my program. She was the assistant to a manager that ran a customer service division. And they had 300 and something people out there. And she said, all of our people need to take this test. And the manager was like, well, why? And she goes, because we have mercies in collections. And you could just imagine, a mercy's like a high feeler. So people start bleeding on them about, oh, I can't pay the bill. No, you need somebody that's like an exhortation, somebody that says, you can do it, and they believe them, you know? So I really show you how to tap into your gift and say, okay, where do you need to be within an organization? And how can you use this to increase your rapport and your credibility when you're talking to others? Does that make sense?
That makes plenty of sense. That is so awesome, Pat. I just, again, I wish everyone that hears it understands the nuggets that are there. It's really great. And once they get the concept down that there are nuggets out there and you know, feel free to call us. Feel free to share your thoughts. Be sure to contact Patrick if you want to know more information. He's full of wealth of information. I mean, he is like a human thesaurus, business thesaurus / contact sheet. I mean, the guy is awesome. And Patrick, I just love you to death. I'm so happy that you took your time out your busy schedule to join me today and to speak to my listeners. All of you out there, thank you very, very much for tuning in. And be sure to tune in again every Friday. It's Entrepreneurship Fridays at 12:30 Central Standard Time to 1:30. Every Monday, it's Inspirational Motivational Mondays, and that's 12:30 Central Standard Time to 1:30. And then, of course, on Wednesdays, we have Relationship Wednesdays. That's right. And, wow, do I have some surprises for you guys coming up in the 09. And also, we're going to pick up a new segment here. It's going to be Music Saturday. So if you're out there and you're in the music world, you're trying to get your music heard, be sure to email me. Let's connect. I would love to have you on the show and play your music. So give me a call. 646-595-2868, or email me at info@talktotracybrooks.com, and just let me know that you're interested in becoming a part of my music segments on Saturdays. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I will be bringing music to you guys on Saturdays from here on out, and again, I will continue to have awesome, awesome entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, keynote speakers, people such as Patrick Doer himself. Again, you guys can reach him at www.patrickdoer.com. That's Patrick, D-O-U-G-H-E-R.com. Or like he said, you can email him directly at pat@patrickdoer.com. Or call him, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. You never know what can transpire with a conversation with Mr. Doer. Like I said, he is a connector. God has really touched his heart, and he's awesome. And that number again, if Pat, if you don't mind me giving it out, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 817 817-368-6843. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Patrick Doerr. He's located in Fort Worth, Texas. So give him a call. Don't be shy. I thank everyone for being on the show today. Patrick, thank you so much for blessing my show in 09. I feel really special. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate you being here sharing with my listeners and now yours the nuggets that you've given up today. I mean, it's super awesome. If you're an entrepreneur and you're thinking about it and want to become one, don't be shy. It's 2009. The worst thing you can do is never try. What you ought to do is try. Just get out there and get going. It's like trying to turn the wheel with the car shut off. Once you get the car started, that wheel will turn, baby. So get out there, get your car started, and don't worry about the how. That's none of your business. Just get going, get moving, make it happen. 2009, I want to hear your success stories. Please email me at info@tracybrooks.com. Actually, it's info@talktotracybrooks.com. I'm sitting here forgetting my own email address, but please feel free to share your stories with me. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I'm have my relationship book coming out here really soon. And again, like I said, I got some serious surprises. You thought Patrick Doerr he's just the tip of the iceberg. This man is so awesome. Be sure again to go to his website, www.patrickdoerr.com. Patrick, we are running out of time. Again, I just want to thank you for joining me today and all of my listeners. Thank you all for calling in. Jose and Doctor out there in North Carolina, I appreciate you all for calling in. You guys are awesome, and thank you so much for listening. And I just wish everyone prosperity, peace, love, and happiness in 2009. Again, this is Tracy Brooks, your relationship expert, coming to you live. That's right. And be sure to tune in with us again next Friday on Entrepreneurship Friday at 12:30 Central Standard Time. And let me see here. Who will we have on the show next Friday? I believe we're going to have Dr. Pastor Vanessa on the show. Actually, we're going to have Tristan Cooley and Cleese Nichols. The best in the game, real estate gurus. You guys do not want to miss this. So, again, tune in next Monday and Friday. I'm going to have the best in the game out of Atlanta, Georgia. That's right, the 5th and the 9th. They are super awesome, and they are big-time money makers. So, again, Patrick, thank you for joining us today. Thank you, all of my callers, for calling in and all of my people in the chat room. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to throw any shouts out, but I will just say, hey, thank you guys for being there. NCCB, I see you, and greetings to you, too, in 2009. I send you prosperity and inner beauty. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you all for calling, and thank you. Have a super fantastic day, because I have. Thank you. Have a great one. Goodbye.
My candidacy for President of the United States of America.
They say if you want to hide something from a black man, put it into a book. So producer-director Eric Williams put it into a must-see film.
Freedom Pictures, Top of the Line Studios, and Out the Box Entertainment presents Three-Fifths, the most powerful spellbounding film of the year. Three-Fifths moving, Three-Fifths emotional, Three-Fifths touching, Three-Fifths heart-wrenching.
Until now, we thought we'd never see a black man become president. Until now, you haven't heard the truth about the United States Constitution. Three-Fifths by director Eric Williams. Until now, you haven't seen the unthinkable horrors of 400 years of slavery.
$50, black baby.
We've been through segregation, Jim Crow, and the right to vote. Now, change has come. Now showing Three-Fifths by director Eric Williams, scored by composer Fascination.